Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. And as usual, I'm ready to face the day with you. Also facing the day with me on the phone, I have KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur. Good morning, Anna Rose.
Good morning, Grady.
And she has a guest as well. I'll let you take it away.
Thanks, Grady. Organizations across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta have been meeting to identify economic priorities for the region. Now they're seeking public comments on a comprehensive economic development strategy. Shelley Wade works with Agnew Beck as a project manager on this project. Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Anna Rose. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me, what is this regional economic plan and who was involved in creating it?
Yes, so the regional economic development plan, or the comprehensive economic development strategy, is a project that is actually funded by the Economic Development Administration, and that is a federal agency. And the folks that have that grant is AVCP, or the Association for Village Council Presidents. So AVCP, along with many of their YK partners, and that includes a number of folks, including the Chilista Corporation, AVCP Regional Housing Authority, Bethel Native Corporation, New Vista, ONC, YKHC, Ute, and a number of other partners have worked together to develop the draft plan. And the plan is really about supporting businesses, growing businesses, creating new jobs and more jobs for the YK, for YK communities, residents, and tribes. And a very important part of this economic development plan is to really consider things like COVID-19 and threats that might impact how a community is growing and thriving. And so this plan has goals and strategies to really think about how, in the face of many different things, known and unknown, can we really grow our economy and really support local businesses and bring in new business and create jobs.
And has that discussion begun yet on how COVID-19 could be affecting this plan?
It actually has initially. So we have a meeting. I just mentioned a number of partners that are on something called the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy Committee. And those partners, we're meeting tomorrow actually to review the potential priority strategies in the plan and have a discussion, at least an initial discussion about how to address or at least consider some type of strategy in this annual update that most likely will include actions where we are able to look at some of the strategies and understand better how COVID-19 is impacting businesses, communities, and tribes. So like many other folks in the region and across the state, we are learning and all adapting, sort of minute to minute with COVID-19 and getting a better understanding of the impacts. So we will certainly have some form of strategy for addressing the COVID-19 impacts and assessing potential impacts, but also there have been a number of funding opportunities as a result of what everyone is experiencing, both for tribes specifically and for communities across the state. So we will certainly take a close look at that as we're developing the final document.
Are there any specific impacts from coronavirus on the region that have been discussed?
Well, like many communities across the state and tribes, we are learning and incorporating on a minute-to-minute basis. So as I mentioned, we're gathering tomorrow, and we're likely going to have at least an initial discussion of what that strategy, that COVID-19 specific strategy, could look like or should look like for the SEDS. And when I say SEDS, that's a short way of referring to the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy. So the timeline for us is really quick, and so the timing of the outbreak and when the draft is due and the final is due actually to the Economic Development Administration, it's all happening in pretty quick order. So to the degree that we can consider and incorporate something about COVID-19, we absolutely will. But again, that's for discussion with the committee tomorrow. But we certainly cannot ignore it because it is a critical part of what is happening to all of our communities right now.
And what are the regional economic priorities that have already been identified that appear in the draft?
Yeah, so there are actually a total of 17 priorities. So I will not, given our short amount of time on the phone, I won't attempt to try to cover all of those, but some examples of some of those potential priorities are things like promoting commercial and export opportunities, so thinking about how to really take advantage of locally grown and harvested products in the region. There's also a strategy, a kind of an education workforce development strategy about growing the region's aviation workforce, so really understanding clearly some of the needs and the lack of capacity with the aviation workforce, so there's an opportunity there. We certainly know that the cost of energy has been a longstanding consideration and something that can be a challenge to growing an economy and increasing jobs. So we do have a strategy about expanding energy infrastructure and increasing the use of renewable energy. So ideally bringing down costs while also creating some long-standing infrastructure. And then, of course, transportation projects. So projects like the YK Freight Corridor, the Bethel City Dock upgrades, those projects that really help to move goods and also to get people from place to place to be able to do economic development.
And this economic development plan is the latest iteration in a plan that has been developing and modifying, as I understand it, over the course of several years. So what are past priorities that have already come into being that were identified through this same process?
Yeah, so that is a great question. So as you mentioned, Anna Rose, there is a current five-year comprehensive economic development strategy. So this process we're doing currently is essentially an annual update to that five-year document. But in that five-year document, two clear examples of projects that were identified as priorities that received funding and are coming to reality include things like the U recently opened its airframe and power plant school. That's a great example. And there's also the U.S. Department of Transportation recognizing that the region had identified this transportation project as a priority, awarded a $23.1 million grant to construct a permanent dock and barge landing in Emonic. So that is just a couple of examples, and there are others, and I think it's important to understand that having the priorities identified in a regional document is often a very important criteria or a requirement from a federal or even state agency that is looking at investing in a region. So if you apply for a grant, having that priority identified in an economic development plan, a regional plan, is a benefit.
Mm-hmm. And the creators of this plan are now seeking public comment on it. So how can people find this plan and how can they submit their comments?
Yeah, so we are, thank you for asking that question. We are really excited to announce actually that we have just last week, I worked with Kendra Kenz, who's an employee for ABCP, who is assisting with this project and is focusing on the economic development strategy. The two of us recorded a community presentation. So if you want to learn more about this comprehensive economic development strategy in a short presentation, you can find that online today. So that's on AVCP's website. And if you just Google economic development or AVCP, that should take you to the website. And there's also an opportunity to take a short survey. And I mentioned that there are 17 potential priorities in the draft currently. Well, we have a short survey where you have an opportunity to win one of five gift cards, $100 gift cards. If you take this short survey and tell us which of the potential priorities is your the most important to you. So tell us your top five and submit your name, and you could be eligible to win a prize. But we are, again, on a pretty short timeline, so we need comments by April 26th. So that's just a short 6 days from now, or Sunday, April 26th. And again, all of this information you can find on AVCP's Economic Development webpage. And there you can find the survey, you can find the full draft annual update that will show you all about the economic development plan, including the 17 priorities. So this is an exciting time for residents, tribes, communities, municipalities to weigh in on your economic future and your economic vision and how to do that, including how do we, after the plan is done, how do you work as a team and as a region to really implement the plan? And so there's some ideas for how to do that in the draft as well.
Mm-hmm. And why is it important that people weigh in? How will the responses from people who do reply to the survey be used to help shape the plan?
Yeah, that is an excellent question. So after the plan is done and is submitted to the Economic Development Administration, the really important work is the committee that I just mentioned that's gathering tomorrow to talk about our next steps and how we can implement the plan. That group is really helping to develop an infrastructure working group, a housing working group, subsistence working group. So it is really important to have local and regional expertise and folks that know the region the best to have that knowledge, use that traditional knowledge and other expertise to really take action on the priorities. And so it's helpful to hear from the communities and tribes and residents of the YK. What are the things that are most important to them? What should we focus on right now to reach our economic vision? So it's really helpful for the committee and for anyone that's helping to implement this plan after it's done. It's helpful to hear directly from residents what is the most important for you, because that's also will be really support this group, and you can support each other as you're implementing these important priorities. So again, this is about, you know, growing business and growing jobs and creating new businesses and new jobs. And how do we do that as a region?
And we do have a couple minutes. Shelley, if you have that list of 17 priorities, would you be able to list them off?
Sure. I'll try to do that in a couple of minutes. I'll also refer folks to, I've got the draft open right in front of me, everyone, and I'm referring to, if you want to check it out, it's page 19 of the plan. And so these are organized by focus area, and so we start out with the economic development and planning focus area. So the first priority is really about doing this type of planning, so collectively investing in region-wide community and economic development and planning. So really doing more of this type of regional planning is important. Expanding local capacity to assess risks and opportunities to develop and carry out community-level plans. So we heard a lot, I should mention, that part of this process is coming together as a region, and hopefully we're all able to do that in August, because over the last 3 years or our last 2 years, really, we've brought together over 100 regional partners to review this economic development plan and to develop action plans for each of these priorities. So one of the things that we learned at the last what we call the summit, economic summit or work session that was held in Bethel last August, was many communities and tribes still would like additional support and really to grow a capacity to be able to do an assessment or do a plan. So that's one of the priorities. Other priorities, increasing understanding of personal and business finance. So we learned that it's really difficult to make economic development plans for yourself as an individual or your community or your tribe as or a region if you do not have an understanding of how finances work. Other ideas, I've mentioned the locally grown and harvesting products. So that is important and listed as a potential priority. We have an education and workforce development priority, so increasing regional child and youth engagement within the workplace and work with children and youth to develop the skills to comfortably and successfully operate within workplace culture. So this whole priority strategy was about how to really integrate both cultural and traditional practices and business or workplace practices, and how do you integrate those different ways of living.
And Shelley,
we're probably going to run out of time.
I'm so sorry,
but there's
we're out of time.
Yep.
Thank you for
it's hard to list 17 strategies.
Lots of great information there.
Yeah.
Shelley Wade is with Agnew Beck and is the project manager for the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. They are seeking public comment. You can find that through the AVCP website. Shelley, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Anna Rose, and thank you, everyone in the YK. Please be safe and healthy, everyone.
Okay, back to you, Grady.
Thank you. Good morning, Anna Rose. Have a safe and comfortable morning. That leaves me just one thing left to say to all the listeners out there, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.
This is Lori from Bethel. You're tuned in to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska. We're carried on KCUK 881 FM in Chivac and 91.9 FM in Antioch.